I pulled into Provo. It was about 12:30. Pulled my car in front of a bar that was called the Silver Moon. The sweat was dripping from my brow as I got out of my ride. I was hungry and needed a beer, so I proceeded to go inside. Now I don't know if the noonday heat was playing tricks with my head. I could hear voices coming from somewhere, but the place sure seemed dead. I hesitated as I slowly opened the door. Much to my surprise were a pair of eyes. "Don't be afraid," said an old lady as she stared from across the floor. "Come in, you ain't going nowhere. You're so welcome, and please pull up a chair." While a large dog lay at her feet and watched her brush her long, long hair. Then she said, "Take a load off, my friend. Please sit and chat with me. I'll help you bring all your troubles to an end, and the food and drinks are free." We talked and laughed the whole night through. Then came the light of a new day. Then her voice became weak, and it was hard for her to say, "I really like you, young man," she said. "I really want you to stay." I watched her slowly start to vanish. She vanished and slipped away. I looked out the window. The sun had turned the land into dust. My new car had disappeared. It had vanished into rust. I heard the voices once again, coming from I know not where. Was it from the cellar or at the top of the stairs? No matter what you have heard in your life, one thing you can believe: once you enter the Silver Moon, you can never leave. No matter what your dreams are, they will all fade too soon. Welcome, my friend, welcome. Welcome to the Silver Moon.